USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three high school students in Southern California are fighting to survive after being gunned down by a classmate. Police say a video shows a 16-year-old shooting five students at Saugus High School this morning and then himself. He survived, but is in serious condition.
Well, he shot himself in the head with a large caliber ammunition, a .45, which is going to cause a lot of damage. He's currently listed in grave condition, and until that changes, we won't update until we have something different.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, suggests Democrats have been focused on impeaching President Trump for more than 3 years.
Impeachment has overtaken every single committee. We're less than a year away from the election. But these Democrats do not trust the American public.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
The weekly U.S. jobless claims are out, and with the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
More Americans were looking for unemployment benefits last week, the weekly jobless rate hitting a five-month high at a seasonally adjusted approximate 225,000. That's an increase of 14,000 over the previous week and the highest number that it's been since June 22nd. It could be skewed a bit, though, because a number of states had to estimate their totals because of the Veterans Day holiday. But still, the number is considerably higher than the weekly jobless number of 215,000 that most economists had expected.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 2 points to finish at 2782, and President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles is being praised by many for his inspiring response to a question from a reporter about his faith after he was injured in week one in a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, that's where, you know, right when I felt this thing break and I was going into the locker room, I just realized, you know, as well as God, this wasn't exactly what I was thinking when I came to Jacksonville. Obviously, you come here and you want to create a culture and impact people. But at the end of the day, as a guy, if this is the journey you want me to go on, I'm going to glorify you in every action, good or bad. And, you know, I still could have joy in an injury. And that's people hear that and say, that's crazy. But it's like when you believe in Jesus and you go out there and you play, and that changes your heart. And you only understand it when, you know, that purpose in your life, just like when I hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. The reason I'm smiling is my faith was in Christ. In that moment, I realized I didn't need that trophy to define who I was because it was already in Christ. And that's my message when I play. Same thing happens when I get injured. We tend to make this so much about us as human beings. We tend to make it about us as athletes. It's not about us. It really isn't. If you make it about yourself, you're probably going to go home at night, lay your head on your pillow, and be very alone and very sad. And then hopefully someday you can find that purpose in your life, because my purpose isn't football, it's impacting people. And my ministry happens to be the locker room.
Foles is set to be back on the field this Sunday. And week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Cleveland Browns hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kickoff is set for just after 8:20 Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.